launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Create the content on the site, too. Submit whatever you want from all over the web and submit it as show prep. It will then be voted upon by those who take the time to vote. And if you could do that, that would be super, because the more people we have participating, the better overall the website is for everybody that uses it. So you can submit things to the site and then vote on them under the Upcoming Stories page. Just click Upcoming Stories from the front page of Free Talk Live, and it'll show you all the different items that have been submitted by listeners in recent days. And you can vote up or down on them, whether you like or dislike. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site, so other people, including the host of the show, can see what you think is important. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
To the phones and your thoughts. Bill is in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill, hello there.
Yeah, hi, thanks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Drones for U.S. police? How about iPod nano badges so the chief can retain a complete record of each badge for 90 days?
Retain a record of each badge?
Like a video recording?
Yeah, like the iPod nanos that Apple computers made, make them into badges for police officers.
Like to have video all the time from what the police are doing?
And every video. Word the police officer speaks all day gets recorded and filed with the chiefs, and he keeps care of it because he's a police officer for 90 days. The only way anyone can get it is with a court order.
Hey, you know, I think that in this day and age, the police don't have audio and video on them. Our public servants. Frankly, I don't think that this should be restored with the police chief. I think it should be streamed to the web.
The public, you mean?
Yeah, would you police? Like to buy a webcam mask with that?
What's that mean, a webcam mask?
Webcam masks on sale here. Get your webcam mask. You can look like a Marvel or DC comic hero or make your own, no matter how realistic. Have you seen any yet?
I'm sure that they're out there.
You're talking about the digital effect that you put over your face on like a webcam program?
I'm talking about the latex masks they have of the old man. Yeah. Several bank robberies have been made with them, unfortunately. Yeah. But they also have some pretty handsome ones, and you can look so realistic you don't need tinted windows to be unobserved.
It's true.
Interesting
observations. How about sobriety checkpoints?
How about them?
Sewer water test monitoring equipment to prove what's going through the body politic so we can get Olympic thinker drug tests in pharmacies, perhaps?
Huh?
Cross-reference the insatiable demand and voracious appetite?
I have to say I'm a little confused. You may be thinking above my level, sir. I don't really understand what you're getting at.
Well, sobriety checkpoints. How about sewer water test monitoring equipment?
What is that? What does one have to do with the other? I'm confused.
Well, after I mentioned this in Washington, D.C., the D.C. newspaper called The Enquirer published a front-page photo of the Thames River and said it tested positive for cocaine.
Wasn't there a story that I heard something, and I didn't really look into it too much, but about in England somewhere they found Prozac in the water for that reason, like people are urinating Prozac?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to have it hooked up to our own house, but how about the sewer main or the university's output so we could see what's going through the student body on a large scale?
I know what's going through the student body on a large scale.
You don't have to really speculate on that one. Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know, Julia. I kind of vaguely recall the story you're talking about. I feel like it was what they were detecting were the remnants of those things. Because obviously, I don't know what you call that. There's a scientific term for it.
My understanding was that the filter did not filter out the particles or whatever from people's urine. But it's one of those things I saw briefly I didn't really look into.
You can detect, there's a scientific term for this, but when you take cocaine, what's that?
Aura.
The aura? No, that's definitely not it. But when you take a drug, that there, it changes in your body into something else, right? So, like when you're urinating it out, that whatever it is that's coming out is different. It's kind of the remnants or the signature, if you will, that was what you had originally taken. So you can still kind of figure out from somebody's urine, what they've taken, even though there's, like, cocaine particles are not in your urine. There's something else going on there.
Yeah, that makes more sense if that's what you find in the Thames.
Right. 855-450-FREE. Jeff, we're going to try him one more time in California. Had a bad cell. Said this. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am. And actually, the word you're looking for is metabolites. So
there
drug
you go.
Metabolites, that's what they detect in urine. So, hi, I just have been wanting to call for a really long time. I think you guys have the most fabulous show in the history of talk radio, at least in my
gosh.
History. I've been listening to
talk radio
for 10 years. I've been listening for 10 years. I've never heard anything like you guys. And
how long have you been listening?
You've never
10
heard
years?
It.
No, Free Talk Live, I meant.
Oh, for Free Talk Live, only for about 2 months, and I just discovered it randomly when I was browsing through my iTunes podcast. And I found it, and I said, wow, this looks like it's right up my alley. You know, I've been a libertarian and whatnot for years and kind of dabbling in all that. And then I just was hooked, like it's like the most insane drug I've found, talk radio drug I've ever found. So you guys are awesome.
Well, thanks. So tell me more about your checkpoint experience. That was what you were going to get into, but you encountered a bad cell, so we can hear you much better now.
I'm 38, and I've never encountered a sobriety checkpoint. And it was, you know, like these things happen, I guess, to people, at least this is the way they design them, is that it was completely unexpected. I had been driving really late that night. I hadn't wanted to. It wasn't by choice. I had just come home from a long plane trip. Left my iPod on the plane, and just randomly I had to go back, drive all the way to another part of the county in the middle of the night to go retrieve it. So I was kind of tired and kind of grumpy. Coincidentally, I was actually almost debating on the way home because there were all sorts of nice bars. On the way home, I was thinking, boy, I've had such a bad night. I'd like to stop and get myself a drink. And then, whoa, all of a sudden I find this sign, and then I find myself being filtered into this line, sobriety checkpoint. And I was just confused because I had never seen it. I found myself stopped. There was a phalanx of police officers. There was 12 of them. There was all these cop cars. And I really honestly didn't know what to do. I'm going to tell you what I did and how I felt and then what I found out later, what I should have done. So what I did is I stopped and I didn't want to, but, they said, please stop. And so I stopped.
Oh, please.
And I left my...
Oh, they were only requesting that you stop.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Wait, you mean it didn't feel like a request to you?
No, it actually didn't, as you might imagine. And then the next thing that happened, my window
Hold
was
Hold on
rolled
a second. That would be the first thing I would say to them, though. Like,
That's exactly what Ian would say.
I know they're going to pull me over, but if some cop says, please step, I'll say, oh, are you just asking? Just to clarify and have them make it clear to me that, no, we're... We're not asking.
No, we're not asking. As a matter of fact, we'll pull our guns and shoot you if you don't stop.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the next request was because I stopped, and then I sat there with my window rolled up, and they sat there for a minute, I think, expecting me to just roll my window down.
I bet they did.
Sat there. They did, and they said, could you roll your window down? And I, of course, then I did, too, because it was, a request, but it wasn't really a request. So I rolled the window down, and then the next thing they asked, they said, oh, we're doing a sobriety checkpoint. Well, duh.
Did you roll the window down all the way?
That was probably my first mistake.
I'm not sure that that's a mistake. Go ahead.
Well, it's a mistake because he stuck his head in my vehicle.
Yep.
I rolled it down, and I had not had a drink that night. I was sober, annoyed. I had nothing to hide, even though,
He wants to smell your breath, and he wants to sniff your car to see if it smells like marijuana or alcohol. That's one of the things that they do. And absolutely, if you don't roll the window down all the way, they can't be sticking their head or their hands or anything like that in there. They can't go in and, grab your door lock and then unlock the door and then pop the door open. Just preventing them from getting inside your space is usually, I think it's a good idea, but it will tweak the cops out, especially at a sobriety checkpoint, because if you don't roll that window down all the way, they'll immediately suspect you of trying to conceal your breath on them. And so I want to hear the rest of your story. Stick with us, Jeff. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jeff's first ever sobriety checkpoint. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 866-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves, dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you, including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is best for you, or more than one if you like. News.freetalklive.com allows you to sign up for free for any one of those. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are a new currency. a currency that's meant to be used on the internet. Now, you can use them anywhere, but they're very convenient in transferring around the world. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world virtually instantaneously with, well, you know, very quickly. I'm going to go with very quickly. Without any fees. No government or bank can get in the way and make it stop happening. They can't freeze your account. You know, the PayPal can be so notorious for. It's impossible for anyone to get in, mathematically impossible for anyone to block you from sending money or receiving payments or anything like that. It's impossible for them to counterfeit or inflate the currency. It's like they're doing with the dollar and every other currency around the world. Bitcoins give you 100% complete control over your money and thus your wealth, and it's different. Go to weusecoins.org and watch the video there. It's a 2-minute video that's well worth seeing. Then go to bitcoin.org and download your free Bitcoin software. It's peer-to-peer. And is that right? Peer-to-peer, is that the right terminology?
Open source. That would be accurate. Yeah.
Open source as
well.
Well,
it's both.
I would say, yeah. Open source and peer-to-peer. So go get that software, and you can be using them in just minutes. And to get your Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. You can go there. You can find more than 700,000 locations across the world, including Walmarts and 7-Elevens and CVSs and major banks in the United States. And you can deposit
so convenient
cash and get Bitcoins.
Bitinstant.com. As we go back to Jeff, he's in California, and relating to us his experience with his very first, at age 38, his very first sobriety checkpoint. I'm thankful that I have not had the opportunity to go through one of these things.
I have in Florida.
You have?
Yeah, more than one.
And so, Jeff, you're explaining to us that you were pulled over. They told you to please pull over, and you did. They then asked you to roll your window down, which you did, and they proceeded to stick, cop proceeded to stick his or her head into your car. Continue with your story.
Yes, indeed. He stuck his head in my car, and he clearly was looking at my eyes. I could tell he was taking a look around. And then he asked me that. He said,
"Oh, man.
Jeff,
you know, I don't know.
Phone.
We're having real problems with, he just dropped off the line, have real problems with Jeff's phone. Hopefully he can get on a landline and give us a call back. I know cell phones, they sure are great, but sometimes not so much for talk radio.
Yeah, there are times they aren't that awesome.
Yeah. Well, okay, so while we don't have Jeff on the line here, how about sobriety checkpoint, Mark? What have your experiences been?
Well, you know, I've had my father-in-law, the most recent one was a couple of years ago down in Florida, had my father-in-law in the car, and I decided that I wasn't going to play hero in this particular one. I just wanted to get through it. And so, you know, the cop basically, you know, they were stopping everybody in the road, asking to see your driver's license, kind of looking around the car and stiff.
Which effectively makes it a papers checkpoint as well.
Yes.
Like, the excuse is that this is to keep the road safe, but really they also want to find out if you've got up-to-date license and registration.
With your proper papers?
Now, did they just ask you for the license, or did they also ask you for registration? Do you recall?
I don't know about the registration.
I've been in a sobriety checkpoint as well in Florida. And mine was just on a Friday night in my little town. I was driving around. I actually had a marijuana pipe in the car, so I was scared. And I put it under the seat. And she just asked me, you know, where I was going. And I think I showed her my driver's license. And she asked, what I was doing that evening and then let me go. So it was easy and painless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you'd given the information, if you would have said, none of your business. And give her a big smile. None of your business. I wonder how your evening would have gone.
I've always wanted to get one of these when I'm sober, you know? Because at that time, I had a marijuana pipe in the car.
Sure.
So in no way am I going to do anything to rock the boat.
Just to see
but
what
I
they would
always
do.
Want to get pulled over. Like, I don't want to get pulled over.
Right.
But, like, when I do get pulled over and I have nothing in the car and, you know, I know that I haven't done anything wrong.
Well,
like,
next time, you know, they do announce these in advance, usually in a newspaper. So how aware of it you would be, I don't know, because none of us read, Mark, maybe you do, but
I get the newspaper.
Julia and I do not read the newspaper here locally. But if someone were, say, an activist were to discover, oh, hey, the cops are going to be doing a checkpoint on Friday night, because usually they have to go to a judge, the judge has to sign off on authorizing one of these checkpoints. So there's a process. The you know, the local police department usually just doesn't decide, all right, boys, let's go hit the road tonight and set up a checkpoint. They usually have to go through some sort of a legal process in order to make it official. And usually it is published in advance. I don't know if they ever publish where it's going to be in advance. It may depend on the locality and the different laws that might apply. But if you know it's going to happen, you know there are probably certain places where it's more likely to happen than others, like busier roads versus back roads. And so at that point, you could absolutely plan to attend.
Well, I guess
I've always wanted to do the same thing, Julia. You know, just to ask them for the same stuff that they ask me. Can I have your license and registration? Only if I can have yours.
I would like to try just sitting there and stare at them.
You know, you don't speak English?
Right. I could maybe see giving them the license, but then just stare and not ask answer any of their questions.
My only
you're under no obligation
is
to answer
this,
the question.
And I would be afraid of getting arrested. And I'm not I'm only afraid of getting arrested because I have a great job that I really love, and it's like it's a one in a you know
it's one of these things.
It's rare. This is a job in Keene, New Hampshire. It has taken me 6 years to get this job. I absolutely love it. It's wonderful. I'm learning great things. And if I got arrested and was for some reason put in jail and I lost my job, it's not an option for me.
Not everybody can do non-cooperation. It's not something that...
So I guess my thing would be I would be willing to...
Just call up one of the radicals. We'll go out and do it for you. It's no problem.
You're such a jerk.
No,
I would be
no
willing
problem.
I would be willing to go through with it, but if it escalated and I thought I was going to get arrested, I would have to stop. I mean, and so I
might be too late at that point.
Oh, that's the thing. I mean,
that's
it would
the thing.
Really
you
be
can't
a risk.
Predict them. You can't know. You can't know what's going to push a cop over into the okay, I'm going to arrest this punk category.
And you know, it's the initiator who anybody who's you know knows anything about battle planning knows that the initiator has the advantage. They have the advantage. They're deciding when to stop you, where to stop you.
But if you're
why
going there
you,
for the purpose of being
say,
stopped,
then
does that make you
assuming that you'll be able to find some situation? I'm not running out looking for DUI checkpoints. Most people are thinking about the next time they get stopped, and you will be stopped because you know, I mean, when they have laws like weaving inside the lane for a reason to pull you over, I mean, they could just say anything to pull you over
that's
if that's
true.
What they want to do.
I guess it's just an activist dream of mine for the future.
Someday. There will likely be checkpoints in the future. Unless we can get rid of them here in New Hampshire, which would be splendid. They don't happen too often out here in the Keene area, but they have been known to occur. And usually phone calls go out from bar owner to bar owner to give them get their customers a heads up. So there's a little underground kind of communication network that goes on when one of these things goes down. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up your checkpoint experience.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Still to come here, Julia will tell us about arrested for dancing. And you are welcome to share your experiences with us about whatever's on your mind, whatever your thoughts are. 1-855-453 is the number here tonight. Now, we were just talking with a gentleman who unfortunately got disconnected during his call. About his experience at a sobriety checkpoint. And we were talking about how, you know, not everybody can afford, because of their position perhaps with having children and not being able to risk losing their children to the terrible people that are, you know, oppressing us in the state, or the, you know, situation where somebody's got a really nice job, as Julia does, where they're just not, you know, just uncomfortable putting all that stuff on the line to test the waters at something like a sobriety checkpoint. But if you were to live in a place like New Hampshire, for instance, say, Julia, you were to be driving home at some point and you were to encounter one of these checkpoints, which is usually how most people find out that a checkpoint is happening, is they encounter it. You could then place a phone call to Porcupine 411, and you could go through the checkpoint and, you know, show the license and do what you need to do to get through and get home without risking arrest. But if you then communicate to the activist community here, because there are over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many of whom are willing to go up and challenge a checkpoint, whether it be
looking for it,
right? Whether it be to drive through and challenge it that way, or to go out and write up a hey, there's a checkpoint ahead sign and hold that up down the road from the checkpoint and take whatever risk might come along with doing that. There are people who are willing to go out and put their freedom on the line and, you know, utilize them, inform them of what's going on. So you could make a phone call to Pork 411, which is a great little system that we have that records a message that you leave, and then it emails that message out, blasts it out basically to, I think, I actually talked to Michael Hampton, who put the system together. There's something like 400 recipients on that list right now, so several hundred people will receive that heads up. Some of them will be in your area, and some of whom may actually be not drunk at that time and willing to come out and do something.
I have a breathalyzer. Like a nice one. I wonder what would happen if I went through it and, like, blew for them. Like, no.
No, leave me alone.
Yeah, I've got my own breathalyzer.
So, utilize the activist community where you can, because not everybody is in these positions of being able to take those risks. Sometimes the folks that have the kids or the jobs, these are the folks that can do the funding of the other activists, activities. The people that you can put up some money to bail somebody out of jail or, you know, help them with court costs or hiring an attorney or whatever it is that that person's looking for assistance, or maybe just paying the rent while they're being held in a jail. Jail cell, or take care of the cat while they're in a jail cell. So
people need that.
Different ways that activists can support one another, and what you can do is go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place, that is here in New Hampshire, to get active for freedom, because there are different things that we can all do. So even if you don't feel comfortable, Julia, putting your job on the line, you could still go to a city council meeting, and you could, you know, work within the political system to put an end to sobriety checkpoints for the future. In fact, there was, as I understand it, a bill proposed within the last year to end sobriety checkpoints by one of the Liberty reps. Of course, it went down in flames because, you know, it's hard to convince people that sobriety checkpoints are a bad idea, considering that they believe they're being protected from drunk drivers because of them.
Well, if there are drunk drivers on the road, then you're backed up at a sobriety checkpoint, then they're liable to plow right through and kill you all.
That's probably true.
I mean, you know, so if they're...
all your logical statements, Mark, don't really have an impact on an emotional person who believes that the sobriety checkpoints are reducing the number of drunk drivers on the road. All they have to be told by the police is that they've caught one drunk driver by having a sobriety checkpoint, and that'll be all that most people need to justify it.
I got it. I mean, you know, most people aren't out when they're doing these sobriety checkpoints. You know, the folks that vote aren't out, you know. The folks that party tend not to be the ones that vote.
It's true. Let's go to John listening in Austin. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? John Bush, how are y'all doing?
Hey, John Bush. I hear you guys have some pretty exciting stuff going on down there in Austin with, was it like a lecture series or some sort of a convention on knowing your rights and standing up to the police? Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's part of the Peaceful Streets Project, which is essentially a direct action grassroots movement aimed at ending institutional violence in Austin. We're doing Know Your Rights training. We've already done half a dozen of them in high crime areas, marginalized communities. We started police complaint departments where we post up out front of the courthouses and also in high crime areas and record testimony of police abuse. And it's going to culminate on July 14th. We're having a police accountability summit. We're flying Pete Ayer of copblock.org in. There's going to be civil liberties activists, civil rights historians, victims panel. And at the end of the event, we're going to hand out 100 video cameras that we just bought today to activists. And we're going to encourage them to film police and their duties. And we're also going to be encouraging everybody to use the Lone Star Liberty Bell, which is our version of y'all's port 411.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope, to change the game using direct action tactics. And it's pretty exciting. It's grown really well. We've already raised almost $20,000, which is
wow.
Yeah, so must have raised a bunch of money to get this all these video cameras. I mean, where did who said let's buy a bunch of video cameras? Where did this come from, and who paid for it?
Well, it was an idea I had festering in my head after a lot of police abuse been going on. Antonio Beeler, who many of your listeners are probably familiar with, down here in Austin, is arrested on New Year's Eve, charged with a felony for apparently spitting in police officer's face after he was taking pictures of two cops that were roughing up a woman that was a passenger in a DWI stop. But he really, you know, took the bull by the horns and made the idea a reality and leading the charge. And there was an anonymous donor that dropped $10,000. Another guy dropped $7,000 from California that we didn't even know. So, the money came together pretty quick. I knew that it was an idea. Time had come, and I didn't think we'd have problems raising the money. CopBlock also helped by promoting some of our ads.
Awesome.
I have to say, it's impressive what has been going on. You say that it's still, you know, the ball's still rolling on this. Is there a website where people can go to learn more about what's happening down there? Because this would be something worth emulating in other cities, I think.
Yeah, the website's peacefulstreet.com, And we're definitely, you know, we're going to have an annual summit down here in Austin. Who knows? Maybe the summit could be in other cities. But we're definitely hoping people emulate it, take the model, expand upon the model, implement it in their own communities. Because it's been a great success thus far, just in the past 2 months that we've been working on it.
Now, how has the response been from, I guess, the folks outside, say, the police accountability / liberty community? I mean, what's the media been reporting on it, if at all? How's that been? And have the police commented?
Well, the media has been all over it in large part because Antonio Beeler's case on New Year's, it still remained in the media every time he has a court date. It's a big story that I guess get a lot of viewers. And he's got a unique position being an Army Ranger, Stanford graduate, West Point graduate, totally clean record, stand-up guy. They've loved it. The press coverage has been rather phenomenal. We've managed to talk in some really good some good talking points. We've called the question on whether or not filming police is legal or appropriate here in Central Texas on numerous occasions. The assistant chief of police, David Carter, he stated to the media when they asked him, like, no, we don't have a problem with people filming police. We only ask that they stay a reasonable distance away from us. The head of the police union, who's really, you know, one of the more nasty characters, even more so than some of the people working with the police brass, he said, you know, yeah, it's not illegal. We don't have a problem with that. But we think Antonio might be encouraging people to, you know, interfere with it. So there is a line between cop watching and cop blocking. They don't want you to become part of the arrest, but that line gets blurred all the time. And, yeah, the coverage has been overall very well. People outside the Liberty community are really excited about it. We're purposefully targeting areas with block walking and radio advertisements and posters in marginalized communities, those communities that are harmed most from the violence, taxation,
John Bush, I know you called in about sobriety checkpoints. I didn't even let you get to that. So hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I just wanted to talk about Peaceful Streets and what was going on down there because it's, I think, a really great project. 855-450-FREE. So you can learn more over at peacefulstreets.com. And what a brilliant way to bring people into a possible place where they can get exposed to the ideas of liberty because they care about police abuse in the first place. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring signs into the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts if you dial in now. 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find different things you can print out, like flyers. You can also download high-res graphics. Use those for whatever purposes you like. Maybe you want to make your own Free Talk Live t-shirt. You certainly can. We also have free bumper stickers that you can receive. The details on how to get your hands on that are all over there at promote.freetalklive.com. Web graphics and more, promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue, of course, by the way, one of the best ways to promote Free Talk Live is to share your favorite episode of the last week on your Facebook page with so your friends can see it, and then more people will hopefully pick us up and start listening as well. And then they'll be exposed to great ideas and interesting projects like what John Bush is doing with a group of activists down in the Austin, Texas area. And you know, John, it's stuff like this that really puts Austin on the map as a real hot spot for liberty activism. And I think that what you've come up with here with the Peaceful Streets project that's going on down there, peacefulstreets.com, where you're having essentially seminars and discussions and encouraging people to stand up for their rights and record the police, and actually even raising money to give people the tools necessary, like I would imagine fairly affordable video cameras. You said you're giving out, what is it, 100 video cameras or something like that?
Yeah, 100 video cameras. We had hoped to get them in the area of $40 a piece. They ended up being $60 a piece, so we had to drop $6,000 on video cameras.
Wow.
But they're decent cameras, simple to use as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, Austin's a great spot for liberty activism in general, but for projects like this, there's already an excellent culture to work with, not only a large number of liberty activists that are naturally here, but there's a lot of more anti-establishment, progressive, and liberals that really control the local politics that are open to some of these more radical ideas. Plus, there's a lot of organic farming going on. There's a left anarchy movement that's been around for a decade plus that's well established. So, yeah, there's looking on the up and up, and I think this project's going to go far to change the game because a lot of people are really frustrated with the district attorney failing to press charges on officers that shoot unarmed minority youth on the east side of town, the low-income side of town. Every single summer it happens for years now. And the city council sitting on their hands. Of course, the police monitor's office, which is the internal review panel, the panel that's actually supposed to be independent, it's part of the police union contract, so no justice there. So it's right for people to look at these alternative direct action solutions that don't involve asking permission, but that involve people. people protecting and serving each other, which is
right. And you get the benefit of essentially the what Cop Block is doing on a more, I guess, localized scale, because Cop Block is a nationwide organization that has different local chapters. But essentially, Cop Block is a concept created by liberty activists Pete Ayer and Adamo Freeman. And you mentioned that Pete's going to be coming down to Austin to do a presentation at this Peaceful Streets orientation. And but what's great about Cop Block and also the Peaceful Streets is that you're bringing a bunch of people in to a place where they can learn about principal ideas of liberty through the kind of the front door of police accountability and you know, holding police to their actions and helping people understand how to stand up to them. This is a issue that cuts across, I think, the political spectrum, as you're describing. You don't have to care about liberty as a whole to care about the issue of police abuse and what the police are doing to innocent, peaceful people out there. But yet that can be a kind of a wedge issue, if you will, I think, to introduce people to the wider principles of liberty and have that be their first interaction with folks like you or Pete. And I think there's some real value. I mean, beyond just helping people understand what to do when it comes to the police, also maybe connect them with more principled ideas of liberty kind of subtly as the process goes on.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of emceeing the Know Your Rights training, and also I'll be emceeing the summit, and we definitely inject the idea that one of the main reasons why we have this problem is because there's an institutionalized monopoly of violence that not only fails to hold itself accountable, and I always point out how the city council, the police chief, the police monitor, the district attorney, these are all different arms of the same central government, local government institution. And then also the idea of monopoly police forces, only one choice, doesn't matter if you like it or not. And then on the flip side, we promote the direct action, anarchist tactic of competing with the police by protecting one another and eliminating the need. And the idea of Antonio mentioned it, that he was doing a teach-in. We've been working with the Occupy movement. And he just straight up said we could be the largest city in the country to disband the police department. So definitely ideas of alternative institutions and the idea of direct action instead of political solutions are just all over this project. And it's great to get in front of audiences that don't normally contemplate those ideas and put them in a reasonable, practical fashion. I think it's going to do well to advance the ball on that front.
So you originally called to talk about sobriety checkpoints. Did you have some comments on that in particular?
Yeah, I was going to talk about a vision that I've had. We haven't been able to do it here, although we did it in a different fashion. But we don't have sobriety checkpoints in Texas. I think there's probably there was 11 states 2 years ago. There's probably fewer now that don't have them. But every year, every 2 years, and they bring it up. But I always had a vision of dressing up like Nazis. We did dress up like Nazis at the state legislature to push back on a different kind of checkpoint bill. But anytime there's a checkpoint, it'd be exciting to see activists dress up in Nazis, get massive Nazi flags that would be positioned on either side of the checkpoint, even if it's, in advance of the checkpoint. And then you get,
hilarious.
Half dozen. You hail the people walking through.
You can do some goose stepping as well.
There you go. Yeah, so it turns into a Nazi checkpoint, kind of makes a mockery of the whole thing.
I get the joke, and I don't know that everybody would, and it's such a loaded.
Really, it's not that obvious. I mean, what you're doing there seems pretty obvious.
Where are you
going
to get giant Nazi flags from?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You could make one.
You could, but would you want to really just store that in your house?
No, I wouldn't.
That's a good point.
Although I thought it was brilliant when you did the Nazi uniforms as you were going through the Texas State House. You were advocating, it was real tongue-in-cheek. What was that issue about? There was like some sort of, recap me on that, because it was brilliant.
It was 2011, about a little over half a dozen of us dressed up in Nazi uniforms, full-blown, and we presented a certificate of tyranny appreciation, Fuhrer's favorite awards to some of the senators.
Fuhrer's favorite.
Yeah. It was pretty flashy certificate too, complete with nice gold seal. It looked pretty professional. And we presented those to the senators that were supporting Senate Bill 9, which would have allowed driver's license and insurance checkpoints in Texas.
That's right. So you wouldn't have sobriety checkpoints, but you'd actually have papers please checkpoints if this thing went through. And did it?
No, actually, the very next day, they re-entered the bill absent those provisions and also absent the provision to allow, without court order, putting tracking devices on people's vehicles. They stripped them.
Nice. And maybe it was something, maybe, you know, your activism had something to do with that. It, obviously, it's hard to draw the connection, but sure is coincidental that it happened the next day. Maybe they didn't want those young punks coming around in their Nazi uniforms anymore. Where does somebody go if they want to find that video? Because I thought it was particularly amusing.
You can just Google Texas Nazi checkpoints or Texans for Accountable Government Nazi checkpoints.
Awesome. John, keep up the great work out there, and feel free to keep us in the loop with what goes on down there. Always interesting to hear what you guys are up to down there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Howie in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Howie.
Hi, fellas. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Julia, too. Didn't mean
to
leave you out. I wanted to call in. I had an experience. I've been a listener for a while. I live in Amplify. I support your show, but I went through some rough times. But I recently, like, went to this camping thing where I got a chance to do some, like, really good MDMA, some ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
I just want to tell you about how much it's helped me. Like, I was going back to AA. I mean, I was really having a hard time. And I, like, had this experience where I didn't set out to plan it, but I, like, went to this thing to see, like, Grateful Dead cover band. And I, like, ran into these people that just had it. I mean, they call it Molly now. When I was using it, was like different. They called it was like more of a powder thing, but I got to tell you, it really helped me. Like,
how did it help you?
Amazing.
How did it help you?
It like unlocked something in me. Like I was so low and depressed. Like I couldn't find any enjoyment out of life. It was so bad. I don't know. It was just
how long
awful.
Has it been now since you had this experience?
About 3 weeks. Or
three
a
weeks.
Month, maybe. Yeah.
And you're saying it's sticking with you, whatever it is that you
it
experienced.
Stuck with me. Like, I've had other addiction problems with other chemicals, and it actually, for about 2 weeks afterwards, I had no desire to use them at all, but then as time has progressed, I've kind of fallen back where I've had a few slips, but all in all, I'm telling you, it was a very positive experience.
I wish we had more time to get into it with you, Howie. Thanks for sharing that tonight.
There's
and
some
I hope
science
it,
behind what he's
I hope it continues. And in fact, we'll talk more about it probably another day. Thanks for the call tonight.
Okay.
FreeTalkLive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.